Good afternoon, this is Tom Koster and I want to welcome all of you to this information session of the Tom Koster & Partners podcast. And today I want to take you back a lot of years ago, a couple of decades ago, actually to the mid, even early 90s. And in that time I was working for an employer in an office automation, office supply store, and I was hired as a bookkeeper there in 1988. And I was doing the books for that company, and the company was selling typewriters, copying machines, also office supplies, also books, and they had a printing company also, a lot of companies all in one. And it was very interesting for me to learn and to study. And my office was on the first floor, and on the bottom floor there was selling space. And my boss was often at the selling space, and a lot of times he was out of office, and it was my job also to sometimes see if there were potential customers in the store and also maybe help them. And back then it was selling typewriters, copying machines, etc. And I figured out how typewriters were working. And just by myself, I sold a few typewriters to people who wanted to buy a typewriter back then. It was the brand was Brother, I remember, even then. And my boss was selling computer software by Grote Beer, which we were working with. And these computers and computer software, I was also selling computers, the early computers. So remember, it was the early 90s, so it was Microsoft DOS and PC DOS, which were on these computers. And one day in the early 90s, a customer came in the door and wanted to buy a computer. And my boss sold them the computer. It was a Brother computer, a Brother AT computer with a 286 processor. And I was asked to deliver the computer to the client, a few villages away, about 10 miles away, 10, 15 kilometers away from the office. And I was happy to do that. So I set up the computer and switch on the computer and showed it to the client. And then the client asked me a question. And he asked me if I was willing and able to teach him how this computer works. And I said, yes, of course, I would like to do that. And he asked me, can you come in an evening and teach me in an evening, and I will pay you for that. And I say, let me talk to my boss and let me get back to you. So I talk to my boss and explain that the client wants me to come back in the evening, wants to pay me for it. What should I do? And my boss says, just go ahead. If he wants to pay you, just keep the money. So that's, I gave the client a call back and said that my boss agrees. And when do you want to come together? And we decided a couple of days later in the evening, I would visit the client and explain how the computer works, how MS-DOS works, how the other software worked. Way back then, we worked with a word processor, not Microsoft Word, but WordPerfect way back then. Windows wasn't even on the table back then. It was just plain DOS. So I explained that to my client. I taught them how the computer works, how we could work with WordPerfect, how we could print documents to the printer, which was also supplied by my employer and installed by me way back then. And at the end of the evening, my client was very happy, and he paid me the money. And I was very happy because I received the money, and me and my girlfriend way back then, which is became my wife and still my wife, we were just living together, So we bought a house, and so the extra money was well welcomed. But the thing is, I got the insight that companies were willing to pay money not only for buying the products, like the computer and the software and the printer, but also for someone like me explaining to that company owner how he could most effectively and efficiently work with the software. And for the business owner, he didn't need to go to any course or class. And they had a restaurant, quite big restaurant, and they didn't have time to invest in a lot of courses. So for them, it was very easy to hire me for one evening, and one evening became a lot of evenings, and it became a very good client of mine, of my boss at first, and later on when I went out to work for myself, I kept in contact and they became my client. And after all these years, after all these decades, I still have contact with one of the two owners, not the one that I initially helped. He passed away a couple of years ago, but his brother was also, together with the person that I had contact with, together they owned the business. And so with the brother, I also had contact. So two important things. Number one is clients were willing to pay money to me to help them to explain. So I was able to sell my knowledge way back then with MS-DOS and with WordPerfect and easy stuff, spreadsheets, etc. I was able to make money from that. That's number one. And number two is that client stayed with me for decades. So one client brought me first my employer, and later when I started my own business, brought me or gave me the opportunity to deliver the service and request pay for it. So it made me money. But it's not about me, it's about you listening to this recording and maybe you think by yourself, well, I want to start my own business. I want to become a digital concierge. Yeah, whether you are in a position that you work for someone else, like I did in the early 90s, late 80s, early 90s, or you are currently employed and you have your own business, but you want to switch careers and you do not want to deal with a lot of hassle with employees anymore and having stock anymore and having expensive office space anymore, then you should check out what we are as a digital concierge community. We work mainly from home. We sell our hours for euros to end user clients, and we help them today with digital marketing, with IT, with social media, and with web. And if you're interested, shoot out, let me know that you are interested, and we'll set up a call. I have a lot of free information available also. So if you're interested, let me know, and we can see what we can do for each other. My name is Tom Koster. I'm the founder and CEO and head coach of Digital Concierge. Wishing you a great day, and bye for now.